How many of you have ever been on a team, or whether it's a sports team or a gymnastics team or a math team, where you've either won a tournament or you won the championship at the end of the year? That's over half of you. Now, my guess is that none of you would take back all the hard work, all the pain, all the blood, sweat, and tears that after you won the tournament or the championship, you probably would say it was worth it. And as awesome as that was to win the tournament or the championship, the very next season you got to start over again. And so I want to ask the question today, what is it that will make us not just physically fit, but spiritually fit? And what is it that will actually truly make us complete? I want us to read together James chapter 1, just a couple short verses, starting in verse 2 to 4, and then skipping to verse 12. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. You must let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And then verse 12. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Now that's kind of a hard passage to not to understand, but to like, whoa, so you're saying there's got to be pain and trials in my life? That doesn't sound very good. That doesn't sound very pleasant. But I think for me, a good picture of what that looks like is this particular tree. Now, what do you notice about this tree? What looks different or weird about that tree? It's what?
It's
like windblown. It's like way over to the left. Like normally they stand up straight, and this one is windblown way over to the left. And you know the really cool thing about the trees in the forest that are on the outside that get exposed to more wind and weather? Those trees, even if they don't look as strong, they're actually the strongest trees because their roots have to go further into the ground. And so the more wind and thunderstorms that a tree has to withstand, the stronger it actually is. So the trees on the outside are a lot stronger than those that are on the inside. And that might be true that no pain, no gain, and it might be true that God can use hard things and painful trials for our good, but that doesn't really make it any easier to go through it necessarily, right? I mean, some of you guys know what it's like to feel really, really crappy, to feel like depressed, or to have something going on at home in your family that's not going well, or to have a pet that dies, or worse, have someone that you love die, or those feelings of like rejection. Like that is really, really hard. And when you're going through some of that, you might think that not only is it hard, you actually might think that, is there a God? And if there is a God, is he punishing me? Do you ever feel that way? Like, this is kind of crappy. I thought God was supposed to be good, and yet here I am going through all this crap. I had a similar instance when I was 17. I think I shared a couple weeks ago that I really enjoy golfing. And so it was near the end of school year, and I was driving my friend. I was a fairly new driver, but I was driving my friend to my house. And so to get to my house, you got to travel on this four-lane highway, and then you have to make a left into a road that leads to my road. So I'm going up to the intersection. The light is turning yellow, so the cars are stopping in front of me. And as soon as it's yellow and as soon as I see the car stop, I make a left-hand turn to go into that road. And as I did that, this truck comes up, scoots around the stop traffic, runs the red light, and T-bones my friend and I right into the guardrail. And this is a picture of what our car looked like. And here's the really weird thing. The only thing I remember about that crash is looking over at my friend, and he was just like convulsing and moaning beside me. Now, I don't remember the rest of what happened. I had a concussion, but evidently I jumped out of the car and calmly called my dad, of all things, and said that we'd been in a wreck. Ambulances come. They can't get my friend out of the car, so they have to use what's called the jaws of life to, like, pry him out. They had to call Life Flight, so my friend is Life Flighted to Pittsburgh. He has broken bones, serious brain injury. We didn't know if he was going to even make it. As it turns out, he made it, but he had months and months of rehab, brain injury. Interestingly enough, to this day, he has a condition that's called bradycardia. Isn't that weird? It actually means like having a slowness of heart, so that's really ironic. But when I went through all this, what went through my mind was, oh my goodness, what is going on with me? I thought I was like being a good kid and I was being faithful, and yet God let me go through something like this? And so I began to question. And I began to wonder, is God punishing me? And here's a really, really, really important truth that I want you guys to get if you get nothing else today. The last couple weeks we talked about repentance and confession. And the awesome part of the promise of God is that if you have put your faith in Jesus and asked for forgiveness, then he took all of the punishment that you and I deserve and he put all of our badness on Jesus. And if we trust in him, we get all of Jesus' goodness. So everything else that happens to us, including our pain, is actually supposed to be for our good. Now that might, again, that might be true, but that doesn't mean it's not hard and painful and difficult. Look at this next slide, this next picture, and I want you to tell me what do you see?
An ice cube.
An ice cube, a big ice block, right? That's what I see. How many of you are artists, kind of artists? Anyone enjoy? A few of you. Now, an artist or an ice sculptor might look at that, and they don't just see a block. They say this beautiful ice-sculpted horse. Now, how do you get a horse out of an ice block? You got to chip and chop away everything that doesn't look like the horse, right? And I think that's a really good picture of what Jesus has to do with us. Because God is more concerned that we look like Jesus than anything else. And so he has to chip and chop away everything that doesn't look like Jesus, even when it's hard. And I think that when life is hard, that's when we realize how much we need him. Because when things are going well, and my friends are going great, and everything's going well at home, I don't really think I need God. You know, God is nice. God's good, right? It's Easter coming up, but I don't really need God. But it's when things get hard and difficult that we know that we need God, even when we don't understand why we're going through this stuff. Last weekend, it reminds me, I was helping my wife move some furniture, and I got a wooden chair. I didn't get a chair stuck in my finger. I got like three splinters stuck in my finger. And it reminded me when I was a little kid, there you see this picture, okay? Doesn't that look painful? When I was a little kid, I was out playing on my deck, and I slid my hand, and I had a splinter go right through my finger. And I was crying and crying, and I didn't understand what was going on. And my parents came up to me. They know that I'm crying, and they get out a pair of these tweezers. And I'm thinking, you're not putting that anywhere near my hand. But I was crying, and it hurt, and it hurt, and it hurt. And they took the tweezers, they took some antiseptic, and they dug into my finger and pulled out the splinter. Now, I didn't understand what they were doing. I thought they were torturing me. But instead, they knew, my parents knew, even though I didn't understand, that in order to make it feel better, they had to make it hurt a little bit to get it out. And that's what God does with us, I believe. And so I just want to encourage you guys today that in your trials and in your pain and when life gets hard, turn to Jesus. Jesus promises that he will never, ever, ever leave you. And he will never, ever, ever forsake you. Do you know that? And Jesus knows more than anybody what it's like to go through pain. In fact, his promise is actually my favorite scripture verse. John 16:33, Jesus says, in this world, you're going to have trouble and pain and hardship. But he says, be encouraged. I have overcome the world. And that's what we're celebrating this week. Jesus has overcome it all. And if Jesus can rise from the dead, and if Jesus can create everything that you and I see, then I know that he will be enough for you and for me. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your promises that even when life is hard, you are more than enough. And Father God, I just pray for these students, Lord, that you would just encourage them to trust in you, even when life gets hard, especially when life gets hard. Lord, I thank you that you work all of these things, even hard things, for our good, to help us to look more like you, so that in the end, if we persevere, we shall receive the crown of life. Thank you for your promises, Lord. We ask and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.